Emily Abadi here. You are listening to Hurdle Moment. It's my new series in honor of all the small hurdles we're conquering each and every day. Now, I don't want to get too cocky or anything, but one of my rules is that you always have to celebrate the small wins. And this week's small win is that you guys seem to really be digging this new addition to the pod. My hope, honestly, is that it offers you the motivation right when you need it on hump day in the middle of the week in the form of a quickie episode with actionable advice, techniques, and strategies to help you get to that next level. This week's episode of Hurdle, by the way, with Catherine Switzer had me all sorts of excited, just as excited as actually watching the Boston Marathon at my desk. Now, if you don't know anything about Catherine, you've got to check out the episode. She was the first woman to ever run the Boston Marathon. She's such an OG, a huge inspiration, and a huge thank you to all of you who messaged me this week telling me how impactful her story is. I totally feel you because recording it with her was such a pinch me moment. In this week's Hurdle Moment, I'm talking about productivity. Now, I don't know a single person who doesn't wish that at some point or another, they had more than 24 hours in the day. As many of you know, in addition to this podcast, I'm a freelance journalist writing mostly health and fitness content everywhere from Women's Health to GQ. And over the past 2 years of being my own boss, I've had to learn how to maximally be productive, not just because it feels good to get things done, but because it's kind of integral to how I make the big bucks, which is, you know, relative being a journalist and everything. In today's episode, I talk about my 7 tricks to ultimate productivity, which I've learned throughout my own experience. You know, I'm trying to do the best I can with what I have since going out on my own. And some days I feel like I've got this whole thing down and others, well, not so much. Whether you're a first-time listener or you've been hanging out with me for a while now, I'm always here to interact with you. And I make a point of reiterating that week after week. So let's connect. Hit me up on Instagram at Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. Let me know what you think of Hurdle Moment, what you're liking about what I'm putting down here. And feel free to shoot me an email. It's emily@hurdle.us. With that, let's get to this week's Hurdle Moment. I get a lot done during the day. I'm just going to own that. It's not just work stuff either, which obviously it's super important because I'm not a salaried employee and I've got to make a living. Just like a lot of the topics you see here, I get tons of messages asking how I manage to fit everything in. And trust me, some days are truly a struggle. Some days I feel like I could be sitting in front of my computer for hours, or others I wish that I just had the time to see friends or just connect with my mom for the first time since what feels like January, or just have some me time. But the fact is that I've come to terms with this idea that I'm doing the best I can with what I have. I've also taken the past 24 plus months of entrepreneurship and freelancing to home in on the strategies that make me feel the most productive. Now, I won't call myself an expert in this arena by any means, but what I will say is that I'm proud of the progress that I've made at getting things done. So, today I share with you 7 tricks to be your most productive self. Trick number 1, maximize your commute. You know, it's funny, when I first started freelancing, so many of my friends asked me why I didn't want to just work from home. And I love my home, don't get me wrong. This special 1-bedroom that I'm recording this podcast episode in is mine. But I knew instantly upon going out on my own that getting up and out of my surroundings and heading into an office would be absolutely critical for me to get the most done every single day. It was a way for me to set the tone, to separate home life from work life. Now, obviously, going into an office and oftentimes putting on something else other than spandex is an important piece to the puzzle. I'm a super ecstatic WeWork member, actually, and I look forward to walking into my office filled with self-starters and super friendly staff every single day. Seriously, if you need advice on WeWorks in New York City, I have been to them all. I have got you covered. Every day when I head into the office, it's about 30 minutes door to door. And I used to just listen to some subpar John Mayer Pandora station during the commute. if we're being real. But I slowly realized that it was time I could use to get something done. So this can look like a few different things. Usually the commute is an optimal time for me to catch up on the news with the help of podcasts I love, like The Daily or Up First or Group Chat. I also then have about a 5 to 10 minute walk until I'm actually at a desk. And this is my prime time for list making. So I open up a note on my phone and I turn on voice typing. This is important. And I talk out my priorities for the day. It's like having my own personal assistant, but it's absolutely free. I know saying this probably makes me seem like I'm totally talking to myself on the side of the street, but the reality is that people just really think that you're on a phone call. So it's totally fine. Anyway, I make my to-do list, and I'll touch on smart strategies for doing that in just a second. This way, by the time I get to my desk, I don't need to take another 30 minutes while I slowly kind of do this. I've also gotten, by this time, something accomplished with a little bit of organization and a sense for what's going on in the world. Trick number two, say no more. Not like no more, but the word no. Use it more often. Joe Holder said it best in episode 50 of Hurdle. He said the two most important words that you learn in your life are yes and no. And it definitely took me a long time to start using no. I felt as though I wanted to make everyone around me happy. And in order to do that, I had to be a yes woman. Someone would ask me something like, can you help me with this? And I'd be like, sure, no problem. Or can you meet me at this time? Of course, not a problem. But what I realized was that I was catering to all these things that made everybody else's life easier, but it wasn't making mine. And so I started using no more. And I started owning the nights when I needed to go home after work instead of meeting with someone for a workout. And I began taking meetings when it made sense with my schedule instead of constantly being up and down and up and down every single day. In this process of learning to be okay with no, I realized that the world wasn't going to collapse by me setting up some boundaries. It was comforting. I have to focus on me a little bit to be the best version of myself for everybody else. And in that process, I become just a little bit more productive. Trick number three, it's simple. Make your bed in the morning. If you listen to Adam Callen's episode of Hurdle, he's the co-founder of a company called Jane Motorcycles in Williamsburg. We talk about how making your bed is a game changer. That's because when you make your bed in the morning, it doesn't take a lot of effort. And within seconds, you feel like you've already accomplished something for the day. You've jumped at the opportunity to get a head start. You feel like you've made progress, and it's easy progress that makes you feel super productive. So for me, every single day after I get out of bed, I brush my teeth, I walk back into my bedroom, and the first thing I do is make that bed. Then I'm ready to tackle the next challenge. In Adam's episode of Hurdle, he talks about how when he started to, quote, make the bed in his life, so to speak, he was able to do more things with more ease. It taught him that sometimes it's not so hard to tackle the things that are right in front of him. And I think that's a really, really special lesson. Trick number four, make smarter to-do lists. I can only talk about the SMART acronym so much on this podcast. And if you want to know more about that, head on over to the New Year's Day episode of Hurdle. But have you ever made a to-do list and felt so overwhelmed because there are like 30 different things on it? Yeah, same. Now, here's the thing about to-do lists. If they are actually just small essays in bulleted form, then you instantly feel overwhelmed looking at it. Instead of writing down 30 things on your list, set priority to about 10 max, and 10 is being gracious. At the top of your list, put the biggest scary things that you don't want to do. Trust me, getting these things done first in the morning may feel a little daunting, but once you tackle what I like to call the monster, and I'm using air quotes, then you literally feel like you are invincible, and it is stellar. Trust me. Smaller to-do lists, hugely important for productivity. Trick number five, find joy in routine. I am absolutely nothing without my morning routine, to be honest. A part of me feels off if I'm not out the door and sweating in some way within 45 minutes of rolling out of bed. If you want to hear about that morning routine, I talked about it in last week's Hurdle Moment. Now, this isn't me telling you that you also need to be an early riser and burning calories before the sun comes up to be productive. But think about the other routines in your life that can help you get more done. When you sit down in the morning to tackle those first emails, for example, do you have a time limit to that? What about the amount of time you're scrolling through your Instagram during the day? I'll let you in on my strategy. I've tried my hardest to block off 2 periods of time for that kind of stuff. For me to check in on social media once I've made my morning to-do list, and the next time while I'm eating lunch in the afternoon. Now, of course, there are always going to be times where messages pop up or a DM or an email or whatever the case may be, and I want to answer them. But making this sort of the standard helps me eliminate from mindlessly checking in on my phone constantly every 10 minutes. Plus, remember, you get the chance to figure out how these routines are going to play out for you. So don't feel like you necessarily need to follow my social media strategy or my morning workout strategy. But when you find a routine that feels comfortable, that can totally help you get more things done with time. Trick number 6. Stop multitasking so much. When I realized I was constantly doing everything all at the same time, that's when I actually wasn't doing anything to the best of my ability. Instead, I was unintentionally, for lack of a better term, effing a lot of stuff up. When I was writing 4 different articles simultaneously, all 4 articles struggled. When I was trying to listen to my girlfriend at lunch while answering 7 emails, the emails all had typos and my girlfriend felt neglected. So what I learned was to dedicate my attention to one thing at a time. To be, as I wrote in my New Year's goals this year, where my feet are. I can't say that enough. I started giving things time blocks in my schedule, and this is huge. What I mean here is that after putting my to-do list together for the day, I would make a loose schedule for how I hope things would play out. For example, if I had an article I wanted to write about, say, productivity for men's health, in my schedule for the day, I would plot out when I would take on that article, say it was from 1 to 2 p.m. And that way, during that time period, that would be where my attention would go to. There would be no question if I should be doing something else on the to-do list. Of course, now, some things take longer than you'd expect. And that's cool. Please, it happens to me all the time. But what you need to do is you need to have the chance and be okay with pivoting when things don't go as planned. This is why it's good to have your to-do list for the day that's not 30 items long. Take the time you need to do the things that you need to do and be okay with that. It's forever a learning process. And what I really mean by that is that you need to be honest and realistic about how much time certain things take to get done. For instance, if I know it takes me usually 1 hour to work on a specific project, and I see that it takes me 3 hours one day, then I can take a step back and think, okay, what else was I actually doing during these 3 hours that were outside of what I planned to do? Could I tweak that the next time? Could I not tweak that the next time? Do I need to set more realistic expectations? These are all questions I'm constantly asking myself to be more productive. This all hinges off of one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten for productivity, which was over the course of a week, write down every single day exactly how long it takes you to do the things that you want to get done. Let me tell you how this works and break it down a little bit more specifically. Essentially, obviously, you have your to-do list, then you set your quote-unquote schedule for the day. Over the course of the workday, write down exactly how long it takes you to get things done. After 5 workdays, take a step back and see how everything went. Evaluate where you could have made changes and don't be so hard on yourself. You know, this is meant to be a learning exercise. Maybe during this exercise, you realize that you're spending way too much time on your phone, or maybe you're taking way too much time texting your friend. Hey, we all have our vices. What I'm saying here is this exercise can be super helpful when you take a step back and see how you're spending your time. So I encourage you all, do this week. And if you do, and you're making lists and you're writing down timestamps, feel free to tag me in them on Instagram and we can rap about it there. My last trick number 7 for being obscenely productive, surround yourself with people that inspire you. In this life, there are going to be people that are drains and people that are faucets. And the people that are drains take away your energy without giving you anything in return. But the faucets, these special people, they are there to set you up and teach you something. They're there to support you in your mission to be your best self. Now, I'm super lucky and fortunate and blessed and all the positive words that there are so many of these people in my life, my good friends, my family, my mentors. And these people, I feed off of what they say to me. I feed off of their support in my quest to be a better me. And when I'm going through the tough stuff, when I'm at my own hurdles, they help me get through them. They help me move on to the next task and the next goal. These positive influences in my life, they help me be my best self. And that is so critical in terms of productivity. And of course, even more importantly, overall happiness. And for that, I am so, so grateful. Now, I want to know what you're going to change in your routine this week. How are you going to be more productive? Make sure to tag me if you're making to-do lists that are shorter. Let me know if you're writing out a schedule and figuring out better ways to spend your time or setting aside specific sections of your day to check in on social media. Whatever the case may be, whatever productivity trick you really relate to, keep me in the loop. Some of these things are going to take time to get right. I personally am still learning new productivity strategies every single day. But what I can tell you is that you're already taking a step in the right direction by recognizing that there's room for improvement. I'm going to let you in on a big secret, guys. No one's got this all figured out, and that's okay. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.